are tuned in to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This show is the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, and I'm your host, Edward Buchert. This week, our theme is chicken and chicks. We kicked off that set with the Japanese band Denki Groove and Chicken Sea from their Vox album with three X's. And then we heard from the Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian, followed by the Indigo Girls and Chicken Man. Next up were Riot Girl Pioneers, Bikini Kill, a trio out of Olympia, Washington, who then took on the world. That song was called Blood One from their Pussy Whipped album. And then 23 Seconds of Sounds from the Beastie Boys. Five-Piece Chicken Dinner was the name of that, from their Paul's Boutique album. And at this point, I think I've taken up more radio time talking about the song than it actually took to broadcast it. We followed that with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Androgynous, who I know are also fans of that wonderful chick rocker. And then we heard Tony Harris singing Chicken Baby Chicken, which I found on the Ebb Record Story, Volume 2, Blues and Rhythm and Rock and Roll, 1957 to 1959. And then we brought things to a high-energy classic rock close with the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy of Heart, and their bandmates with Even It Up. Right now, we're listening to the Rambles and Just for Chicks, which I found on the album Vampires, Cowboys, Spacemen, and Spooks, the very best of Joe Meek. And thanks so much to my good friend DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that album. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from a whole bunch of chicks, including Khaki King, Allison Moyet, and the electro clash artist Peaches. Also, a rather incredible 1 minute 34 second performance by Adrian Ballou called Return of the Chicken. But first, we're going to start things off with three cool chicks from Osaka, Japan. Here's Shonen Knife and Twist Barbie, the Super Mix version, here on the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO.
Bye. Go from Shonen Life, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme on WMFO in Bedford, 91.5 FM.
Stand up.
Oh, yeah. I think we should take this off. I think I should.
Delicious. I think about you all the time. You're so addictive. Don't you know what I can do to make?
chicken, for example, maybe they couldn't figure out what to make chicken taste like, which is why chicken tastes like everything.
Fat chicken?
Yes, sir.
Well, squeeze the milk out. I want to bring me a glass.
Fantastic. Very heavy, very heavy.
Darling,
消した
television away.
I did. That man loved to eat, I'm telling you. He could eat a plate of chicken fried steak this big. But there's one thing Elvis wouldn't eat.
Don't you know you gotta rise? Think about what you do now.
Rise.
Where do you belong?
Rise.
Are you somebody's nigga, babe?
Rise.
Or does the fight go on? Do you think the hiding is gonna go away? If you leave, I'm rising for another day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go away.
So she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
Virginia Cooperative Extension tree fruit specialist Rich Marini says those California peaches usually look pretty good in the supermarket, clean and unblemished. But he says there's something missing.
I burn a hole through your stare. It's like you're not really there. I scream and pull my own hair. I turn into Linda Blair.
Our theme this week is chicken and chicks here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. That set commenced with the all-female Japanese trio Shonen Knife in the Super Mix version of their hit song Twist Barbie. And then we heard from the Nighthawks and Chicken Grabber, which I found on the album Lost Treasures, Rarities from the Vaults of Delphi. And then we followed that with a song that I loved so much that I excerpted it from my weekly show intro. That was Avril Lavigne with Girlfriend. And then we heard an absolutely amazing example of some advanced guitar playing using finger tappings and all sorts of other somewhat unconventional techniques. That was Khaki King and a piece called Playing with Pink Noise from her album Legs to Make Us Longer. And then we heard a 1 minute 34 second sound collage by the incredibly talented multi-instrumentalist Adrian Ballou. That was called Return of the Chicken from his Salad Days album. And then a Japanese band called Princess Princess. That song was entitled Joker and a 100 People Monger. Next up was Alison Moyet performing Rise. And then we brought things to a climactic close with the electro clash artist Peaches. And you love it. Our backing ambiance right now is to me a very personal example of how music can be a direct line right into our emotions. This is Sharon Birch performing her piece, The Rain Song. And every time I hear it, it just makes me want to cry. There's some other songs like that too. Some with singing, but in languages I don't understand. And I found this on a CD that was lying around WMFO's music library called Divine Divas, A World of Women's Voices. We've got one last set for you, and it's going to include my musical idol, Wendy Carlos. A piece entitled A Woman's Song from her perfect album Beauty in the Beast. Also, the Japanese band Puffy AmiYumi. And we're going to conclude the set with a 20th century transgender history lesson wrapped up in electronic beats from DJ Bobo. But first, here's the early 20th century Black American bluesman, 12-string acoustic guitar player and singer, Lead Belly.
Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Boy, it won't be long. Chickens crow at midnight on a Christmas day. Rooster crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Boy, it won't be long. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Don't forget it.
Thank you.
when she was a child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society. Presents herself as a very respectable, ladylike public figure. And the reporters are at first obsessed with looking at her, with trying to figure out, does she look like a woman or does she look like a man? And so she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
Love had its day. That day is past and you've gone so far away. Up on the level, or you're just making it up as you go along?
We'll be right back.
Wilson was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. The cool the way you move, no more mistake. Can't stand still, got the move. Feel the waistline, feel the groove. The beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you've got no time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Whip up your hands and feel in trance.
When she was a child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Can you see now what I'm saying? The beat is loud and I'm playing. I'm playing with your life, playing with your soul. Here on stage and on the mic control, so let the rhythm take you on the floor. With the bass and the drum that you never hear before. Open your mind, cause I'm talking about dancing. Open your mind, this is not romancing.
She raised all sorts of issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this week has been Chicken and Chicks. Our final set began with Lead Belly and Chicken Crowing for Midnight. And then we heard from Wendy Carlos and A Woman's Song from her perfect album, Beauty and the Beast. And in case you didn't already know it, Wendy Carlos was born Walter Carlos and underwent sex reassignment surgery in 1972. Before that, as Walter in 1968, she laboriously recorded Switched on Bach, which was a whole bunch of classical Bach pieces performed on very early, still in development, versions of a Moog synthesizer. While some classical purists scoffed at these electronic versions of Bach pieces, that album turned out to be very commercially successful. It was the biggest selling classical album of 1969, and it topped the classical album charts until 1972. And then by 1986, it became the second classical album to ever be certified platinum. And it won a whole bunch of Grammy Awards, as well as then giving Wendy Carlos the ability to create a whole lot more incredible music. She's one of my four biggest musical idols, along with Brian Eno, Esquivel, and Les Paul. And then we heard Ella Fitzgerald and her version of Lover Come Back to Me. Next up, it was the Japanese duo Puffy AmiYui with I Know Shirushi, Sign of Love, from their album An Illustrated History. Next up was Yola Tango with Return to Hot Chicken. And then we heard from the Go-Go's and We Got the Beat. And then we heard a 20th century transgender history lesson from Professor Joanne Meyerowitz on Christine Jorgensen, wrapped up in an electronic pop song by DJ Bobo. Yes, that was the Plastic Sushi Christine Jorgensen remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control. Our closing ambiance right now is La Belle Catherine, Beautiful Catherine, performed by the Celtic Fiddle Festival. I thank you once again for having me and my mixes in your home, car, computer, or wherever else you're listening. And remember, it's fine to loosen up a little bit with responsible use of your favorite inebriants. But if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. People die that way, and you wouldn't want to hurt yourself or anybody else, would you? Stay tuned for Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod coming up next here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the...